One thing about the West that hasn't changed is it draws city slickers. Every year, people fly out to dude ranches, and they spend a lot of money to get bucked off a horse or to get just covered with dirt and dust on a cattle drive. Jessica Siegel is a listener from New York. She sent us this postcard about her dude experience in Wyoming.
The setting is true grit. Living it is another story now that I'm chasing my cowgirl fantasies out west. I'm a city slicker, born and bred New Yorker, and this is my dream. A week riding horses in the red desert of Wyoming. It's a barren, no man's land of sagebrush and dust. This is the place where the deer and the antelope play. And it's a far cry from the Adirondacks where I learned to ride the genteel English way. Our guide is Skip Ashley. He's a legend in riding circles for his old West aura and tough rides. Half Cherokee, he's lean and lanky and bronzed as the desert. He rides with his shirt off, spurs always jangling from his boots. He's tight-lipped under that wiry beard speckled with gray. He just doesn't say much. On the morning of our second day, we brush, water, and saddle our horses. When Skip hollers, "Let's do it!" we swing into the saddle and pull out behind him. We trot for miles and miles and miles. Finally, we stop for lunch. Then it's time to break into two groups. Easy riders go back to camp at a gentle pace. Strong riders go with Skip. Am I strong or am I weak? My legs are bruised, the sun is blazing, and the truth is I feel weak. But somehow Skip needles me into the hard ride. "You come all the way out here," he prods, "and you don't go on?" Skip tears off like a madman. We follow, galloping harder, faster than I've ever ridden before. Around bends, through a steep pass, into gullies. And I feel it. I feel the true thrill of racing with the wind in a cloud of dust. But I feel something else, too. Every bone in my body, I am slack-jawed, desert-dusted, and sorry-assed. As we finally head back to camp, Skip calls a halt and a hidden dip in the road. He lifts his hat, he smooths his hair, and he tells us, "Everybody who rides with me," he says, "has to look good going back to camp." We immediately tuck everything in and canter back two by two. That's cavalry style. The easy riders are impressed, and they call out, "Hey, looking good, looking real good." But I don't get it. Why put on a show when you feel like dying? It was just like some weird fake out. So back home in New York, I tell the story to a friend from Montana, and I make fun of the macho rules on the range thing. But she doesn't laugh. She says everybody knows you don't go back to camp looking like a straggler. A straggler? I'd never heard that word used quite that way before. But in the West, she tells me, you never come a straggling on home, no matter how bad you feel. And she was right. I did feel proud riding back to camp looking good. That was the true grit. And it wasn't in the scenery.
Next week on True West, we'll visit the new town of Front Sight, Nevada. It's a planned community, a gated community for gun lovers, where SWAT training is going to replace golf courses, and everybody, even the school teachers, will be packing heat.
This is going to be the safest town in America. We're not going to have any problems with any crazy people coming in and trying to shoot up our schools or our town.
Front Sight, Nevada, next weekend on True West. We'll also hear from Spalding Gray, who tries to ski in Aspen and ends up creating a new monologue. We'll go looking for the last outlaws, a young cowboy and his wife who are running cattle on federal land, and they swear nobody's going to kick them off or even fine them. I hope you'll be back with us for more next week on True West. I'm Sarah Davidson. True West is produced by Michelle Kolos, David Brown, Lori Selleck, Peter Stensel, Phil Richards, and Mark Hatlon.
I stayed around in Tulsa till the rain began to fall. I may have made some enemies I really don't recall. I was trying to shake the nightmare, the guilt and all the fear of living with that woman for almost 20 years. You know what the gypsies say when the coyotes sing their song. You know what the prophet says when it's time to move along. When you're riding through the desert and all the love is gone. Oh,
bark and the caravan moves on. One more. All the dogs bark and the caravan moves on.